On March 29th, following a four-part series from the Baltimore Sun, Maryland Humanities, Loyola University Maryland, and the Sun are hosting a community conversation on school segregation in Maryland. Sun Enterprise editor Diana Sugg tells us about the recent history of segregation in our schools.
For a few months that fall, as a fierce debate played out over boundary lines for 11 elementary schools in Baltimore County, one man stayed quiet. Jeff Sanford, an African-American father of twin boys, was representing Johnny Cake Elementary on the committee of volunteers. They were trying to address the overcrowding in several of the Catonsville area schools. They also had a chance to do something more significant, redraw lines so that the schools were integrated, with a better mix of children of different races and incomes. But Sanford had noticed how quickly the conversations on social media shifted to words that stung, like those kids and our property values. So one cold November night during a meeting, Sanford got up from his seat and spoke out. "You are dividing races. You're dividing everyone. That is not what we are here for," said Sanford. "I am almost ashamed, but it had to be said. Do the right thing. It is about our children." The redistricting process in the fall of 2015 exposed the fault lines between communities, and it was a window into the struggle to move past segregated schools. For even as the state grows more diverse, our schools are getting more segregated by race and class. According to an analysis by the Maryland Equity Project at the University of Maryland, in 2014, more than a quarter of the state's public schools were considered highly segregated. In Baltimore County, the number of highly segregated schools has grown exponentially, from just 2% in 1990 to almost 20% today. Segregated schools are linked with a long-standing achievement gap between Black and white children, and the one reform that has shown promise in shrinking that gap is integration. When schools were most integrated, Black students made stunning gains on rigorous national tests in reading and math. Today, some leaders are looking for ways to again integrate schools. And in a four-part series beginning this weekend, the Baltimore Sun takes a look at three of them: the redistricting effort in Baltimore County, a new school launched by Johns Hopkins University to draw middle-class students to East Baltimore, and the struggle in Howard County to get students of color into advanced placement classes. The Sun series, Bridging the Divide, will also look at the possible paths forward for Maryland schools. In Hartford, Connecticut, for instance, a regional magnet system has allowed some poor students to leave failing city schools behind and reach academic success. Baltimore County Superintendent Dallas Dance knows it will be tough. He grew up going to a segregated school and wants better for his son and the 112,000 students in his district. "What I have to remind myself is that the problem didn't happen overnight," Dance said, "and without some type of transformational change, it is not going to change overnight either."
A free community forum on Bridging the Divide will be held at Loyola University Maryland on March 29th at 6:30 p.m. More information can be found at loyola.edu/bridging-the-divide. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.